Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Now that's the TV Batman theme from the TV Toons TV theme song, which for the most part has legitimate real TV themes. I don't know who those two guys are at the top of this thing, right? They sounded more like Aquaman and Superman or something like that. But I have to go with what I have to go with here. Batman is celebrating 75 years. DC Comics designated today as Batman Day. I don't know if it's worldwide, but... I guess comic book places and whatever have some kind of special things going on. And, of course, it's the eve of Comic-Con, I guess. So they kind of tie all that together. But
I bet you could learn more about Batman through the Elyria Public Library.
Well, they don't have pow, kapow, zoom. They got fizz, bang, boom. What was that? Fizz, boom, ree. Yeah, there's at least some reading going on. There's not a lot of... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope there's not a lot of that.
Well,
but,
no,
yeah.
But that was kind of the theme this year, what, science?
Science through literature.
Oh, we have Debbie. Did you introduce
Debbie? No, not at all.
Okay.
We'll get to her name
later,
won't we?
If you recall, the last time we had Debbie on, we did not introduce her until halfway through the
Why
interview.
Is that?
I don't.
Because she's so familiar and friendly,
yeah, we
maybe?
We sit down, we have chats about things, and then all of a sudden we have to come on the air, and we think, well, we know who's sitting in front of us. Debbie Pillen from the Elyria Public Library System. Thanks for coming up this morning.
Thank you for having me, and yes, you can. Not only can you learn about Batman... through books, we have opportunities to download the comic books for free and download the movies for free. Of course, you can also stop in and get them hard copies. They don't have to be on your e-media device.
And if you don't have them on your shelf, I can order them.
Yes, you can put a reserve on them in a couple of days. They'll call you and say, guess what? It's here. So you can still celebrate Batman's anniversary and Comic-Con.
I could watch Batman in color.
Yes.
Yes.
Never seen it in color.
Oh,
the original TV series.
Well, they even had a movie of those TV show version, which, by the way, I could probably just bring in and let you take home and watch that if you wanted to see that as well. Someday
you know, they might. I don't know. There's a lot of copies of things, but, you know, with it being a big anniversary, you know, they might all be checked out, but right. I doubt it. Over a million items, you know, we have access to with CleveNet, so it's hard telling.
But
worth checking out.
It almost deserves a Robin exclamation.
Wow.
Holy computers, yes. Batman!
holy Dewey decibel system, Batman. That's what I got to throw back to that. Did you hear that? Apparently you appreciate the technology of today, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, yes, we do.
Unless back in the day, back you had all those library cards right in the rack. What did you do with all of those?
They're in the basement.
Oh, you still have them?
We do still have two of them. And when asked why, a former director said, because it's important to show our children and our grandchildren what a library used to be like. I don't know how legitimate that is.
So basically you're turning the basement into a museum.
That's where I am, in the basement.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of how things used to be or whatnot, you've got a program coming up on Thursday called The Homes of Washington Avenue. People drive down Washington Avenue, and they may not even pay attention to some of the homes and some of the things that are not there as well. Talk about this pictorial that you'll be putting together.
Jim Smith from the Lorain County Historical Society is so awesome with programs about Elyria's history. And, of course, if you do drive down Washington Avenue, there are some beautiful homes with a great variety of architecture. The home where the Historical Society lives now is considered, it's called the Hickories, of course, and it's a great big, gorgeous, gorgeous home. And over the years, some of the homes that were very, very instrumental in the beginnings of Elyria deteriorated. I guess the old Ely home, we have some photographs of it and drawings of it in our Ohio room from when it was first built. And then about three generations later, it just sort of fell apart. They just didn't take care of it. But there's several of those homes that are now missing. But the program that Jim is going to present tomorrow evening is going to talk about those homes and show what they look like and show where they used to be. And folks just love that. That's why we continue to have historical programming like that, because people want to know. And we get questions through email, on our website, all the time about, do you have photos of this? Do you have obituaries? Do you know what happened to that family that was, you know, one of the earlier settlers? And even the pictures that we have of downtown Elyria, it's hard to imagine. There's one that in particular that I recall. There's all these carriages with all these horses lined up across from the square all along Broad Street. And it's so hard to, in your mind, to say, wow. You know, when you think about what Broad Street looks like now and you think about the square or where certain things were, and folks just love that. They just love to come. We've got a lot of those photos ourselves, as well as what the Historical Society has. So I'm guessing it's going to be a real fun presentation tomorrow night.
Well, we here, being one of the residents along Broad Street now, we look out the window or coming and going from our station, you'll see, you know, buildings that you, if you look up, you'll see dates on the top of a building of the time it was constructed or whatnot.
Yes.
And then you start thinking, wow, that's 100 and some years ago. And here it is. Obviously, other ones are no longer there. And things keep changing, but it's just kind of neat to realize that you have this history that's sort of still here. And we have tomorrow across the street, Craig, we've always seen this one. And we like to point this out sometimes to people who just, the heads on the old pharmacy that was across the street. There's part of a mortar and pestle. I don't know if both of it's still there, but there's like these heads right below the windows. And
yes.
It's kind of a neat thing with architecture that's part of that too.
And we don't pay that close attention anymore. When we go looking for homes, we're not looking necessarily for an architect or a particular architect or an architectural style. Today, we're more interested in the curb appeal, certainly, of the home, but what's going on inside when people build new houses. And back then, it was very prestigious. You know, you had to hire an architect, and then the architect would draw the plans. So it was, you know, it was just a whole different way of looking at things. And I know Jim will cover that as well, because he's just so good.
That'll be Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Is this the ones where they would need to register, or at least try to let them know you're coming?
If you would let them know that you're coming, that would be great. You go to our website, elyrialibrary.org, or just call.
This will be at the main branch.
Yes, this will be on Washington. That's right. And we have if you haven't been in our basement to see the fabulous new shiny room, then you should come and just check out the architecture of our new basement. So there. Sound good?
What about it?
Haven't you been there?
No.
Well, you know, we had a flood a couple years ago. And now we have, thanks to everybody that worked together, and especially folks in Elyria who donated, we were able to put that whole basement back together. We have a beautiful meeting room now with up-to-date technology and touch screens. It's really cool. You go up and, oh, it's just awesome.
And you didn't lose any of those Dewey Decimal cards in the flood?
Nope. Nope, they were protected. They were one of the few things we didn't lose.
Oh, you did lose some items down there?
We did. We lost a lot of things down there, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's storage for the system. The West River Branch Library was built without a basement and without storage facilities. And so we use that central library on Washington Avenue for all the storage. You know, if you go to the library and you notice that not all the Christmas books are out, that's because they're in storage. We also have what you might even call ancient today, encyclopedias and other reference books from the 1800s and from some older collections that have been given to the library. And so those are stored down there as well.
Are encyclopedias still made today? Are they shipped to libraries? Do you pick them up?
We do not have current encyclopedias on the shelves because everything is on the internet now. And through CleveNet, we have databases. So we have much more than we could offer in just having maybe half a dozen different encyclopedia sets like we used to.
And it allows multiple people to be looking at the same information.
At the same information at the very same
time.
Who took
A through L? You know, I need that.
Yeah, you're right.
I need that for my homework.
Where's 1942?
Yeah, where did that go?
Right. Yes, where is 1942? Now, it might be in the basement, and people do come in and ask specifically or call ahead because they want to or feel the need to hold that old tome, you know, in their hands and smell the dust.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's certainly something we do have. It's just not on the floor being used all the time.
Well, coming up something special next week at the library on the 31st, you have what's called Training Your Palate for Wine, a component tasting.
Yes.
But you've told me that there won't be any wine tasting. So I have to get a little clarification or at least explain what will be going on at this event at the library this year.
Well, our guest presenter is Mr. Gary Twining, who is also the wine columnist at the Chronicle-Telegram. And we, those of us who have uneducated palates, will take a sip of wine and say, oh, I really like that. And someone else will sit there and say, oh, I really like that because I can smell the oaken barrels, or I can taste the touch of blueberry that they added, or I can taste this particular grape that has those spicy overtones. And the trend has come, like so many things. We want to know what's in our food. We want to know what's in our wine. And people really want to get into that glass and find out what makes it taste the way it does.
So you have more of an appreciation for it.
Absolutely.
Then, well,
that maybe explains why it costs $500 a bottle.
Right. And,
so no wine at this event, but maybe like an oak barrel?
Well, it says here attendees will taste altered samples that show the various components of the building blocks of wine flavor.
So I'm not thinking there's going to be a piece of old wood that you get to lick, but maybe something you may sniff the bouquet of.
All right.
See? Yeah. And other items. Maybe you'll get to taste blueberries. Maybe they only use blueberries, the wild blueberries from New England, as opposed to our blueberries here in Ohio that we pick off bushes.
There's more to it than we would think.
Absolutely.
Well, that's and it kind of breaks it down by component, and you can what the importance of that is there in the wine. So that's
certainly
our event that they have coming up again. That'll be on Thursday, July 31st. Mm-hmm. Registration is required for that, 324-2270 or illyriapubliclibrary.org.
Yes.
You know, Debbie,
yes,
the Lorain County Fair is only a month away. Are you ready?
I am ready. Gertrude is getting excited. Yeah. I thought about bringing her again today, but she said, oh, you know, it's drizzly. I'd really like to get out there.
Hey, and Gertrude's like a goose, right? Why would, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call, but don't goose call him a duck weather like?
Yes. She loves this kind of weather and, you know, and nice and humid. So she's, you know, she's preening. She's getting ready for that fair. But I'm ready as well. And we will be at the fair on Wednesday. Is the Illyria Public Library Systems Day to be in the little library building that is on the Midway. So please stop in and say hello. But, oh, yes, fair is a big to-do, not only at our home personally, but and has been for over 40 years.
How do you stay in that little library when you got the smell of the Wellington donuts just not too far away from
I never said I didn't leave to go and get donuts.
I just wondered about that because there's a nice area right over there.
I like the ones with the chocolate icing and the little sprinkles. Everybody has their favorites.
It's cinnamon ones. That's
yes.
My favorite.
And then you send people who come in and say hi. You say, oh, would you mind going over and getting me a cheese sizzle?
Wow.
Or would you mind going over and getting me a waffle? Oh, absolutely. And there's another event coming up, too. I'm going to brag about, and that's Elyria Apple Festival. And this year, for the first time in many, many years, we will have our bookmobile at the Elyria Apple Festival. And there are some fun things that we have planned for that. And so the summer is far, far from over for the Elyria Public Library System staff.
Thank you for saying that, even though you probably have back-to-school book reading already starting over
no,
there.
No, 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 no.
No,
no, no, no. We are finishing up. The summer camps are now done for the kids. It's not too late as an adult to take out a few more books and get a few more slips that can go into the special box so we can pull out gift cards. And that, I believe, ends next week, the last day of the month. And then there's a big party on the lawn of the West River Library. We will be having the Patriot Symphonic Band, which is 80 members strong. And we are going to have that on Friday, August 8th at 6 p.m. Please bring a blanket or your own chair, and we are going to enjoy the tunes. There will be prizes given. It will be just a wonderful end to our summer reading program this year.
They played the Lorraine International Festival. They're terrific.
Yes, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. So we are very excited that they said to us many months ago that, yes, they would love to come. Love to come. And we have to thank our friends groups, both Elyria and Keystone LaGrange, for sponsoring our summer reading programs and prizes. And they make it all possible for us to do this because it does take a little bit of money, you know.
Yep. We appreciate you coming up this morning, Debbie
Well,
Pillivant.
Thank you.
The Elyria
thank
Public
you.
Library System. You can go to elyrialibrary.org. You can also give them a call at 324-2270 and check out the libraries.
Oh, please do.